Neoliberal model has failed. Socialist policies can solve housing crisis. Paul Kershaw, Chair, Unite the Union Housing Workers Branch. Commentators compete to explain that Grenfell sums up what is wrong with Britain, and that it must mark a change. But that change means rejecting policies put forward by politicians of all the major parties for decades. Homelessness has more than doubled since 2010. Over 1 million families in England were stuck on waiting lists for social housing last year, and a quarter of those have been waiting for more than 5 years. Increasing numbers are trapped in insecure, often poor quality, private rented accommodation. Low pay and insecure work, combined with rising debt and decades of house price inflation, mean the dream of buying a home is increasingly distant. Home ownership is at a 30-year low despite the fact that most government spending on housing now goes to supporting home ownership. Research from Nationwide Building Society shows that a third of people renting privately are left with just £23 to spend weekly. The number of families contacting Citizens Advice about illegal evictions has increased by just over 40% since 2014. This is a growing housing emergency. Attempting to deflect criticism of the Royal Borough of Kensington and Chelsea, RBKC, the council's lawyer James Maxwell Scott told the Grenfell inquiry that the wealth of the borough was irrelevant as the fire could have happened in other borough with high-rise buildings. Of course, the point is that penny-pinching on maintenance and refurbishment, and the failure to act effectively to support or rehouse victims, reveal the reality of neoliberalism at its most stark in an area littered with billionaires and empty safe deposit box luxury homes. But it is true that the failed neoliberal housing model, mass sell-offs, penny-pinching budget cuts, multiple buck-passing, profit-seeking, outsourced contractors, total failure to listen to working class residents, is universal. Bad conditions and a failure to meet basic safety standards remain a scandal around the country. Grenfell resident Eddie Daffan was asked what linked the multiple failures that led to the fire in a Guardian interview. He answered, "Greed, lack of respect, lack of humanity. It is the opposite of everything it should be. This is housing as a commodity to be exploited. It is not only in RBKC, it is what housing has become. It seems some social landlords are using the government's failure to issue clear guidance as an excuse for inaction. Although the government has now belatedly pledged money for safety work, it is not new money and will come out of existing budgets." While trying to calm investor concerns that it could follow the path of Carillion, which collapsed earlier this year, MITI, which provides a range of services to social landlords, reports investment in housing stock has been delayed due to expected post-Grenfell costs. A campaign for a socialist solution to the capitalist housing crisis could get enormous support. Labour's most recent policy statement on social housing marks a move away from the neoliberal New Labour policies of the past, but still bears the marks of the Blairite right-wing. See Socialism Today, issue 219, Labour's halfway housing plan. It commits the party to return house building to a level last seen in the 1970s before serious neoliberal attacks undermined council housing. But it only commits to return to the level of spending last seen before 2010, when building was far too low, and the problem of affordability was intensifying. And rather than building them all as council homes, under the control of a democratically elected local authority, the total is now to include social and private housing. We need tough rent control and security of tenure across the private sector now, as an emergency measure. Democratic accountability of all landlords, private, social and council, to tenants and the wider workers' movement. And a massive program of investment in improving, not gentrifying, existing social and council housing, as well as building new council homes.